Raoul said a prayer for Daae, and then, painfully impressed by all those eternal smiles on the mouths of skulls, he climbed the slope and sat down on the edge of the heath overlooking the sea. The wind fell with the evening. Raoul was surrounded by icy darkness, but he did not feel the cold. It was here, he remembered, that he used to come with little Christine to see the Korrigans dance at the rising of the moon. He had never seen any, though his eyes were good, whereas Christine, who was a little short-sighted, pretended that she had seen many. He smiled at the thought, and then suddenly gave a start. A voice behind him said, "Do you think the Korrigans will come this evening?" It was Christine. He tried to speak. She put her gloved hand on his mouth. "Listen, Raoul, I have decided to tell you something serious, very serious. Do you remember the legend of the Angel of Music?"
"I do indeed," he said. "I believe it was here that your father first told it to us."
"And it was here that he said, 'When I am in heaven, my child, I will send him to you.' Well, Raoul, my father is in heaven, and I have been visited by the Angel of Music."
"I have no doubt of it," replied the young man gravely,
for it seemed to him that his friend, in obedience to a pious thought, was connecting the memory of her father with the brilliancy of her last triumph. Christine appeared astonished at the Vicomte de Chagny's coolness.
"How do you understand it?" she asked, bringing her pale face so close to his that he might have thought that Christine was going to give him a kiss,
but she only wanted to read his eyes in spite of the dark.
"I understand," he said, "that no human being can sing as you sang the other evening without the intervention of some miracle. No professor on earth can teach you such accents as those. You have heard the Angel of Music, Christine."
"Yes," she said solemnly, "in my dressing room. That is where he comes to give me my lessons daily."
"In your dressing room?" he echoed stupidly.
"Yes, that is where I have heard him. I have not been the only one to hear him."
"Who else heard him, Christine?"
"You, my friend."
I heard the Angel of Music?"
"Yes, the other evening. It was he who was talking when you were listening behind the door. It was he who said, 'You must love me.' But I then thought that I was the only one to hear his voice. Imagine my astonishment when you told me this morning that you could hear him too."
Raoul burst out laughing. The first rays of the moon came and shrouded the two young people in their light. Christine turned on Raoul with a hostile air. Her eyes, usually so gentle, flashed fire.
"What are you laughing at? You think you heard a man's voice, I suppose."
"Well," replied the young man, whose ideas began to grow confused in the face of Christine's determined attitude.